Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
May God bless your worship with us today.
For this holy house, and for all who Testament reading appointed for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost comes from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, beginning with verse 3. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, or also, if I do not make your life as the life afraid. He rose and ran into his life, came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, 'It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is no better than my father's.' And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, 'Arise and eat.' And he looked, and behold, there was out of his bed a cake and a hot stone and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, 'Arise.' creators of God, God's beloved children. And walk in love, as he has loved us, and gave himself by the cross, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to him. This is the word of the Lord. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me. All that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks upon the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and then raise him up on the last day." So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written to the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world, it's my flesh. This is the gospel of the Lord. No longer walk as the Gentiles do. The apparently there was some inconsistency in the way that the Ephesian Christians were living. They were acting a little too much like the world around them instead of being faithful followers of Jesus. But as Paul is calling them out on this, he's not speaking to them as if they are a lost cause or anything like that. It's never too late. It's never too late to stop walking like this. It's never too late to change. It's never too late to repent. It's never too late to do what he suggests in verse 22, which is to put off your old self, which he says belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt and deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self. Says the new self is created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. It's never too late to put on the new self. That sounds good. That's good news. But how do we keep on doing it? How does one put on the new self? Taking off your old self and putting on the new self is not as simple as changing your clothes. It sounds like what Paul is saying is we have to take all these things that make up who we are and replace them with something completely different. It sounds like something that would be very difficult to decide to do. The truth is, I don't know about you, but I think for myself, when you live with your old self day after day, week after week, year after year, you get really acquainted with your old self. You get used to the old self. And you might get to the point where it feels like there's no sense in fighting anymore. Like, it's just it's what it is. It's never going to change anyway. One of the difficult things about living in these sinful bodies and minds of others is that over time, we actually really do get comfortable with that old self. We start to get along with the part of us that says, hey, you don't need to fight people so hard. Be a sinner no matter what you do. So if you might as well enjoy your life, you might as well just give in. You might as well just indulge yourself. We start to justify the things that we do and say, even those things that we already know are wrong. The devil has this way of making sinful living look really fun. Right? That's one of the sneaky tricks that the devil has. It doesn't show us all of the full destruction that we're creating for ourselves. It shows us things that are really fun about giving in and indulging sin. So we can get to the point after a while where it feels like we're in too deep anyway. There's no point in doing anything to stop it. It's impossible to stop sinning. So it's too late for us. And Paul is here to tell the Ephesians, to tell the Boyatonians, to tell all of us that actually it's never too late. About court to fight for the right of women to be able to have abortions. But over time, she changed her position. Back in 1995, she started becoming a great pro-life advocate. She started advocating for the right to life. It's really amazing to see how the last 20-plus years of her life, she was championing the cause of these children. Going to live forever. But there is not cares so much about how much time is left for his here on earth. And many times soon, it may soon be a little while off, but one thing is always pretty important. Kindergarten, 6th grade.
Thank you for joining us today.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.